Raising up the king, Ram made all haste to go to the forest, goaded by Kaikeyi's words, like a horse under the lash. Hearing those hateful words that betrayed a cruel mind, Ram, all sorrow spent, said to Kaikeyi, "I am not after the world's goods, my lady, and do not live for them. You must know that I am like the rishis in my total dedication to Dharma. If I could do any little thing to please my honored father, that would be done at all costs, even if I had to give up my life. For there is no greater Dharma than service to one's father or obedience to his will. Even though my honored father has not asked me, I shall live at your bidding in the unpeopled forest for 14 years. Did you think me so completely devoid of virtue, Kaikeyi, that you chose to speak to the king when you had every right to command me? I shall leave this very day for the great forest, after taking leave of my mother and persuading Sita to stay at home. You should see that Bharat rules the kingdom and is solicitous of my father's well-being, since such is the primordial Dharma." On hearing what Ram had said, his father, overwhelmed by grief, wailed aloud, unable to check his tears. Making his prostrations at the feet of his unconscious father and of the ennoble Kaikeyi, Ram, who glowed with splendor, came out. Emerging from the inner apartments, after having circumambulated his father and Kaikeyi, he beheld his friends, who had assembled there. Close behind him came Lakshman, the darling son of Sumitra, in a towering rage, his eyes filled with tears. Circumambulating with all reverence the materials gathered for the consecration, but without a glance at them, he went out slowly. Loss of sovereignty did not dim the radiant loveliness of that face, which was innate, even as night does not diminish the charm of the cool rayed moon that all the world delights in. Though he was giving up the empire of the earth and was eager to go to the forest, the tranquillity of his mind was as little affected as that of the man who has risen above the world and its concerns. Declining the auspicious state umbrella and the jeweled fly whisk, and sending away his retinue, the chariot, the citizenry, and the common people, that man of iron self-control repressed his grief by an act of will, and did not allow it to appear in his features as he went to apprise his mother of the unwelcome news. None in that festive throng about him could detect the slightest agitation in the face of the ever-gracious and truthful Ram. It was but fitting that he of the mighty arms should not lose the tranquil joy that was natural to him, even as the brilliant autumn moon does not forfeit the glory that pours from it.